Shitty Song of the Week, your home for smooth jams and fire rhymes. 34 degrees, 10 minutes after the hour. Ah, I talked it up.
You're making me hard right now.
Because it's so bad.
It's obnoxious.
So very annoying.
Unlistenable.
That's bad. That's really bad.
That was so bad.
For the love of God, why the fuck are you listening to Shitty Song of the Week?
Hello, all you silly shitheads, and welcome to another episode of Shitty Song of the Week. I'm your host, Red. Joining me tonight is a very special friend of mine. I hold him near and dear to my heart. It is Mike from the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Show. What's going on, Mike?
Hi, Red. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here. I'm looking forward to tonight where the two of us can finally bond.
That sounded scripted, Mike.
It wasn't.
Like you were reading a cue card.
I meant it from my soul.
Wow.
Oftentimes, we're distracted by others. But tonight, I can just look deeply into your eyes and share a lovely song that I think we're both really going to enjoy.
Oh, nice. Nice. All right, well, before we get into all that, make sure to go over to shittysong.show where you'll find links to the social media, the Patreon, the voters poll, and everything else Shitty Song of the Week related. Join the new Shitty Song of the Week Discord server and submit songs, chat it up with other shitheads, and just hang out with everybody out there and bullshit and do whatever. I'll put the link of the Discord thing in the show notes. So now that all the bills are paid and the homework's done, I think the last time you were here, Mike, we done country music, I believe, right?
We did, yeah. Well, I was on Shitty Song of the Year, which doesn't count, I guess. But the last time I was on Shitty Song of the Week proper, yeah, I brought Billy Bob Thornton. And I think that you said that Billy Bob Thornton wasn't country, and I almost kind of agree with you. But tonight, the song that I'm bringing, I think also isn't country, but we'll talk about that when we get there, I guess.
Okay. Well, I'm going to take back my statement and say that Billy Bob Thornton is like, I'm going to still say he's probably not country per se, but that style of music and the song that you brought was in a country music style, I guess. So you could say Billy Bob Thornton does country music, I guess. I mean... Normally, when we do country music, Jody's here, and he finds a shit heap of something on the internet, and he brings it, and we talk about it, and I pick a shit hill and do the same thing. But I respect your taste in music, Mike. You've got a very extensive music collection sitting right there beside you, and I feel like if anybody knows shitty music in my circle of internet podcast friends, it's Mike. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I respect your opinion when it comes to shitty music.
Really, it's not my forte. I've dabbled, of course. A good song's a good song, Red.
Yeah.
I have country songs on my playlist and stuff.
Right. Well, having said all that, I think we're going to go through some country music again. I tell this story kind of almost every single episode, but I've got a running Shitty Song of the Week playlist of songs that I've got picked out to bring on the show eventually, right? And it's full of rock and pop and country and rap, but when I scroll through it and I find a country song on it, I'm like, no, that's probably not going to work this week because I know how Mike works. I know he likes to have fun. I know he likes to troll, but I also respect his music taste and his level of knowledge of music and all that. So I was like, no, this song won't work. And I'm like, no, this song won't work. So then I go looking for music, you know what I mean? Like new music that I haven't heard yet. And I've been trying to keep the songs and the artists and stuff like that fresh on the show here lately, just so we don't get too obscure and nobody knows what the hell the song is or who the artist is and all that. Trying to keep it relevant. And the song that I have just fell in my lap, and I find it to be rather amusing, but then it pisses me off at the same time. I think we're going to have fun with mine as well. I've got a few things to say about my song. I've got a lengthy list of notes and reasons why I don't like this song. But
So that's interesting what you said. So when you're looking for a song, you kind of base it on the guest and I guess what you anticipate they're going to bring?
Yes, absolutely.
Like
absolutely.
like a matchup.
Right.
And yeah. And so you've seen what I brought, Red. Did I bring what you thought I'd bring?
Yeah, you're like 50-50. this is like Mike's 50-50 attempt at bringing a real shitty country song to the show, you know, to talk about. But the other 50 is Mike having fun and trolling the show like he always does.
Sure,
and
I get it.
I expected it. I actually had two songs in the chamber tonight, depending on which way you were going to go.
Okay.
I decided against that, and I had some outside people tell me that you need to just bring this one and that's it because of this thing. And then, you know, I found my own things wrong with it, but I had two different songs picked out tonight, depending on which way you went, but I settled on one no matter what, just because, you know, the level of shittiness that this song has, like it has visual shittiness and audible shittiness. So it's a complete package.
Okay.
And since we've been doing video episodes, we like to talk about the music videos a little bit and dabble in what we see and what we think's stupid in the music video, too. So mine has all of those elements tonight. So I guess if you want to go first, we'll go ahead and dive into this thing. You want to tell us a little bit about the song you have tonight, Mike?
Now, Red, my artist, he's fairly new on the scene. The first song of his loved, and I shared it with my audience on the show. This new one, I don't like, Red. I don't like it one bit, and I'll tell you why. It's because this is a country man.
Right.
But this song is not country. And maybe you'll think it is, but it's got the hip hop drums, which I don't like. And it's just like a loop. It's just him singing kind of twangy over a loop. And I hate it. I don't like the direction this man is going, Red.
Right. So that's the problem that I have with newer country music. And I'll get into this whenever my song comes up. But I've coined a couple terms here in the last few days just because of my song. But here, you'll know it as pop country, bro country, you know, whatever you want to call it. But there's been an influx in this shit in the last couple years, and I'm getting really sick of it. Because I was raised on traditional, let's call it outlaw country. Johnny Cash, Hank Williams Jr., Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, you know, and the like, right? I'm a purist when it comes to music, Mike.
Right.
I like my things the way I like them, and that's the way it is. If some things should be changed, I mean, I'm not like completely purist, but I feel like if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Right. Country music is what it is. Pop music is what it is, et cetera, et cetera. I don't like hip hop. I don't like bass and all that shit in country music. It doesn't belong there. It doesn't belong.
Red, I have another problem with this particular artist. And that is, I'm not sure if he's famous or not. And I realized this recently when I start listening to someone, and I guess I'm in the Spotify system now. Like, right. Spotify then just says, hey, this is a person you like. They have new music. And so I don't know who's famous anymore. They're like me famous. Like, whenever Bo Daddy Harris puts out a new song, Spotify is quick to alert me. In my mind, Bo Daddy Harris is famous when he probably isn't.
Right. I get you.
And so, Dixon Dallas, who I brought tonight.
Okay.
I don't think Dixon Dallas is famous, but maybe he is. It says he has 700,000 monthly listeners. That's kind of famous, right? Or is that not famous?
I'd say that was moderately famous. Yeah.
That seems like a lot, right?
Right. Right.
So this isn't an obscure artist. This is a guy who some people might have heard of.
Dixon Dallas. That's the guy that had the Clapping Booty Cheeks country song a few months back, right?
Bouncing on my booty cheeks. Yeah,
booty cheeks. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's a good
song. This is new then. Yeah, it is. It's funny as shit. Yeah.
This just came out in November, so it's not like brand new, but it's new-ish.
Gotcha. All right. Dixon Dallas. What's the song called?
Something to Feel.
So, all right.
Your assumptions are correct, Red.
All right. Dixon Dallas.
Yeah.
Something to Feel. See, I always thought that Dixon Dallas sounded like a porn star name anyway.
It's probably by design, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, this is Dixon Dallas with Something to Feel. Now, real quick before
that,
I press...
By the way, that logo up there with the cowboy hat?
Yeah.
If that was on a t-shirt, I'd buy that.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I was speaking of t-shirts, I find it funny that this is Dixon Dallas in the clip art here.
Yeah.
And he's wearing his own shirt in the picture here.
It's a cool shirt, though. It's got a race car in it with the number 69. That's a cool
right.
shirt, too.
Yeah, yeah. See, I was always, when I was young and I used to go to concerts and shows and stuff, I was always the guy that didn't wear the band shirt to the show that I was going to see. You know, I never wore band shirts to concerts of the band I was going to see.
It's cool to wear a different band shirts, right?
Right.
Not the band
right.
you're going to see, but a different band. Yeah.
Right, yeah. So I think he just one-upped himself and wore his own shirt to his own show. I don't know if this is from a show, but I feel like it is.
So in this TikTok world of self-promotion, just wear your own shirt. Fuck
it. Right. Yeah. I mean, I've got old podcast shirts that I still wear sometimes with my face on them. So, I mean, at least this guy's at least this guy's face isn't on his shirt. Anyway, all right, here we go. Dixon Dallas, Something to Feel.
Something to feel. Come pull me closer, bend me over. I'm just here for the thrill. No strings attached, I'll arch my back and let you do what you want. Yeah, you can use me as you please. I'm on my knees, I'll go and grab a couple candles. You grab me by the throat.
All right. He's talking about dick size, huh, Mike?
Yeah, yeah. But that's not what I have a problem with, Red. If he wants to get fucked in the butt, that's fine. I don't like the music, Red.
Yeah. Yeah.
The lyrical content is stellar. Good job, Dixon.
Right. Yeah. This is borderline country music, I feel like.
I had to look it up. I thought he was talking about doing Kegels, but he said he was going to grab some candles. Do men do Kegels, Red?
Okay. Like, so have you ever hung a towel off your junk before and made it move, like you made it twitch? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's a Kegel. Yeah. Oh. So, yeah. I mean, I've heard through the grapevine in Men's Health magazine that Kegels also will make you last longer in the sack, Mike.
Oh.
Just by strengthening those muscles that make you have a good time there. Yeah, I've done a Kegel or two in my life.
Is that making it stronger makes it
mm-hmm.
last?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Oh. Doing Kegels.
Does it toughen it? What does it do?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it strengthens the muscles and the tubes and all that shit that make you ejaculate and come all over her face every time.
Yeah. I just thought that. I didn't last long because it felt really good. I didn't know this game was weak.
Yeah. See, that's what I thought, too. After many, many creams and numbing solutions later, I'd started doing Kegels, and I could last for a solid 10 minutes instead of 5, Mike.
Wow. 10 minutes. I'd be tired.
Right.
That's the problem, Red, is I just get tired now.
Before you finish? You just get
tired? Yeah, I'm just worn out. I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. I'm tired.
Oh, wow. See, I haven't got to that point yet. I still like it. Anyway, does it get progressively more sexual, or does it stay about this PG-13 rating?
This is about it. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Do we need to put an advisory on this one?
No. I'm just trying to figure out like the structure of the song. So that was the first verse, I'm assuming. So the chorus is going to come up now. Most of these country artists, these bro country artists, like to start with the chorus to suck you in and get a hook going so you'll like it. So I'm, you know, just trying to figure out the whole structure of the song. I felt the tempo change a little bit before I stopped it, so I was just trying to figure out where the song's going to go. But let's continue on here.
It's just got a good fuck beat to it.
You think that's the intention, though, instead of sounding all twangy and traditionally country?
Yeah, no, we're just keeping it slow and smooth for a whole 2.5 minutes.
All right, here we go.
Nothing I can't handle, it's just a little choke. Don't be shy like you're rough, it ain't enough until I'm screaming your name. Don't make me beg unless you want it, you know I ain't a show. Take off your boots and come and show me. We talk a lot, but I don't think you really know me. It's getting hot, you really got me cocked and loaded. I'll clench my teeth and grab the sheets, we'll break the bed frame. Baby, I ain't worried about it. We'll do some bad things, let me wrap my hands around it. We'll take our time, I'll make you mine. Baby, you can show me how to love again tonight.
All right.
Just a couple of 40-year-old men sitting around listening to some Dicks in Dallas. This is fun.
Dicks in Dallas is a bottom, Mike. Like an obvious bottom. Yeah. He's an obvious bottom.
Yeah. Sure.
To be only but it's very 2.5.
The loop is just boring. It's a boring song.
To be only 2.5 minutes long, it's already run its course for me already. It's just not appealing. Like, I guess this is the songs they play in the, what do they call those? Blue Oyster Clubs, like the gay bars. You know what I mean? I figured that this would be played at.
You think all 700,000 of his people that listen to him are on jukeboxes in gay bars?
Probably. Like, I am, and it was funny story, when the Booty Cheek Clapping song came out, I subscribed to Dicks in Dallas.
Yeah,
to Dicks in Dallas on YouTube. So I am one of those 700,000. I'm just, I don't know, man, like, this is only for one specific demographic of people.
I hope he's not a one-hit wonder. I hope that the Bouncing on Your Booty Cheek song isn't the only time he can hit gold.
Well, how much traction does this one have, Mike? 508,000 views in 4 months. I'm pretty sure the Booty Cheek song has got way more than that.
It should.
Mm-hmm.
And see, this is probably just residuals. Like, it's the next thing that plays after you bump in that Booty Cheek song.
Yeah. Yeah. The Booty Cheek song was funny and pretty boppy. Let's see what else he's got, and it's this. I don't know how this will hold up against the sophomore slump. Yeah, I don't know how this will hold up against the Booty Cheek song. It's just, I don't know, man. The beat is kind of just boring and repetitive.
It's like a Nelly song. He's essentially rapping with twang.
Yeah, that's a fair assumption. All right, to be 2.5 minutes, this thing's already a lifetime long. Holy cow.
Yeah, it's a slog.
All right, here we go.
Cause right now I need a man to lay me down and give me something to feel. Come pull me closer, bend me over, I'm just here for the thrill. No strings attached, I'll arch my back and let you do what you want. Yeah, you can use me as you please, I'm on my knees. I'll go and grab a couple candles, you grab me by the throat. Nothing I can't handle, it's just a little choke. Don't be shy like you're rough, it ain't enough until I'm screaming your name. Don't make me beg unless you want it, you know I ain't a show. So kiss me, I just wanna feel alive. Trace my body with your fingertips tonight.
So, you know, I was just sitting here thinking, Mike, like, you know, I was listening to the song and I was trying to, the music is fine. I mean, it's obnoxious and it's bassy and it's hip hoppy and
country. You were bopping
song.
A little bit, Red.
I'm making
I
a point
saw you
here,
bopping
Mike.
There.
I'm making a point here, Mike. Shut up.
Okay.
But it's fine, right? Like, it's mixed well. There's nothing shitty really about it except for it's obnoxious and country or hip hoppy and a country song. When I started hippity hopping over here, I started listening to the lyrics at the same time. So the music is fine. But as a heterosexual man, you know, I feel kind of weird dancing to it. So I guess that kind of makes my point in saying this is probably in the gay bar jukebox situation. Like, I feel like this is the only place that you can really enjoy this, I guess, because I don't think I would feel so bad if I was in a gay bar listening to it. But if I was just in my regular bar, my just run-of-the-mill dive bar, and this song came on, I'm not dancing to it in front of my friends. But if I'm in the if I'm in the gay bar with my friends, my gay friends, and it comes on, yeah, we'll have a good time and we'll dance to it and do the whole thing, right?
Sure, sure.
But I you know, as a heterosexual male here, I don't feel like I can have a good time dancing to that and feel right about it, because I like vagina, Mike. I'm a fan.
So when he's singing about getting choked and arching his back and stuff, it just makes you feel kind of skeezy?
Well, knowing that that's what it is, you know, before having heard the Booty Cheek song, but then listening to the lyrics and and you're trying to do the whole thing, you know, and he's getting on his knees and biting and choking and...
So, do you think that when George Michael made I Want Your Sex and it was about a dude, he, like, put chicks in the video so that we would be okay with it? So, like, we could just picture the chicks in the video.
Right, so the lyrics are, I don't know the correct term for it, but I'm going to say bilingual, you know what I mean? Like, they're interchangeable, the lyrics are, you know what I mean? You could sing that to a man or a woman. I can't sing
Dixon Dallas, he don't fuck with this, Red. The making it bilingual.
Right.
No, he's very clear. Dixon Dallas, he's a power bottom. And he wants you to know it.
Right, yeah, he definitely is. I don't think I've distinguished a hook in this yet.
No, it's all just like one thing. He repeats things, but I wouldn't necessarily say that's like a hook.
Right. Because the tempo hasn't changed. There hasn't been anything to justify it calling it a chorus or a hook or anything. I've heard him say something to feel every few lines, but like you say, I don't feel like they are chorus worthy or whatever.
He said the thing about the Kegels again. It says candles, but I'm sticking with Kegels.
Yeah, makes it way funnier and more interesting. Yeah, I don't like the non-interchangeable lyrics. They make me feel weird. And I'm not homophobic at all. Like, I've got quite a few gay friends. But just listening to this in my heterosexualness, I feel uncomfortable a little bit, Mike. Like, I had fun with the Booty Cheek song because it was funny. You know what I mean? This guy's turning around and actually making love to his partner now. So I don't like it anymore. I feel like the cuck in the room. You know what I mean? It's weird.
Oh, good old Dixon.
All right. So we've got 40 minutes left, I guess.
Do you think the Dixon thing is on purpose? Like, Dixon? Is that a double entendre?
Yeah, that's what I told you. It feels like a porn star name. Porn star names always have the double entendres in them.
I like it.
Yeah, I'm with you. If that logo right there was on a shirt,
I'd buy that shirt. That's cool.
Yeah, I think I might go looking for Dixon Dallas merch, I think.
Yeah.
We've got a minute or so left here, Mike. I don't know if we need to power through it or take it in a couple more bites, but I guess we should probably play some more.
You know that's my favorite kind of high. When you take me for a ride, get inside, I need a man to lay me down and give me something to feel.
Come pull me closer, bend me over, I'm just here for the thrill. No strings attached, I'll arch my back and let you do what you want. Yeah, you can use me as you please, I'm on my knees. I'll go and grab a couple candles. You grab me by the throat. Nothing I can't handle, it's just a little choke. Don't be shy like you're rough, it ain't enough until I'm screaming your name. Don't make me beg unless you want it, you know I ain't a show.
See, that part of the song right there, I don't mind.
But just when he isn't singing...
It doesn't have the bass in it. It doesn't have him singing. It was the same part. It was the same guitar riff in the intro. It's just an acoustic guitar and what sounds like a banjo or something, maybe. That part I don't hate. It kind of sounds pretty cool, but then when you go put the stuff in it and the all, you lose me as far as the like music goes.
The rattlesnake cymbals, I don't like.
The never-ending hi-hat. We've got a little 7 seconds left. I probably shouldn't even stopped it, but I had to make mention about the guitar part there. All right, well, let's hit 7 seconds, Mike. It's pleasant.
Butt crack.
So. That was a solid attempt, Mike. Solid attempt.
You got me this week, Brad?
I'm confused and uncomfortable all at the same time. Yeah, I'm appalled that that hip hoppity bro country song exists, but then I'm uncomfortable because the lyrics make me feel like the cuck in the room. I feel weird about it. I don't know. The booty cheek song was fun. You could laugh at it. You could make jokes and show it to your friends, and it'd be funny. This is too deep into Dixon Dallas's bedroom. It's too much.
So it got too sexual.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about too sexual. It just got
bouncing
too
on my booty cheeks was more Bravo, and this was more like porn.
Yeah. Yeah, it was like
okay.
singing a porn audio drama or something, maybe. Yeah, I don't know. Like erotica audiobooks or something. That's kind of weird. And it, to be gay erotica is just a one step up. So the song that I have, Mike, is not, let's say it's not as gay. I mean, it's gay, okay, but not like literal gay. Like, it's gay to me. I think the whole song's gay. It's more comical than it is anything. Like, when I found it, it kind of, it's got a comedy side to it because the song that I have is animated, Mike.
Okay. Like the video is?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay. Or do you mean like it has like doink sounds in it and stuff?
Oh no, it's completely animated. King of the Hill meets Trailer Park Boys when they turned into a cartoon.
Okay. Like,
combine those two, and this is the kind of animation that you're going to get. But the person that I brought, it comes up in the conversation of country music artists like Hardy. We've brought Hardy to the show before. Lainey Wilson. We've inadvertently brought Lainey Wilson to the show with a Hardy song. But
was that the car guy?
The get in the truck. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'd never heard any of this guy's music, right? Until the past few days when I went looking for music to go against yours tonight. But I found a song by a guy who calls himself, and this is what the government calls him, is Ernest. Okay. Have you ever heard? No. Yeah,
he went to camp.
Wrong Ernest.
He went to jail. He saved Christmas.
And Halloween.
He went to Africa. Yeah.
Yeah.
He went to school. Oh, yeah. He went to school. Yeah. That's right.
He did save Halloween, though. I mean, he's scared stupid, but he still saved Halloween.
Fun fact, Red. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Yes.
They just painted all the Killer Clowns from Outer Space tan and used them for Ernest Scare Stupid.
Yep, I read that somewhere not too long ago.
Yep.
Yeah, but we got the wrong Ernest, Mike. Not the same Ernest. This guy, his name, he just calls himself Ernest. But I'm getting ready to fill you in on who Ernest is. So the song that I have is called I Went to College, I Went to Jail, Mike. Featuring none other than the motherfucker that's been all over everything lately, but Jelly Cindy Roll Sweetie? Himself. Jelly
oh,
Roll
God
himself.
Damn it.
Yeah.
Red, I don't like Jelly Roll. I don't like him in a boat. I don't like him with a goat. When I hear Jelly Roll, I don't enjoy it.
What makes you not enjoy it, though?
Like, when I hear his music, it does not sound like music that I want to listen to.
Fair
enough.
I'm
fine with his whole thing. Like, you know, he's got tattoos and he's fat. That's cool.
Right.
But I listen to his music, Red, and I say, nope, I don't like this.
Are you familiar with any of his earlier work, though?
No, like his, I've never seeked it out. Yeah, no, like when I hear it, I don't want to listen to more.
Okay. So I was familiar with his rap stuff before he became a country music artist.
Oh, he was a rap man?
Yeah, he was a rapper.
And, I didn't know
and
that.
And there's a good bit of it on the internet that you can go take a listen to if you'd like, Mike, just to get an idea of really where Jelly Roll came from. But this isn't about, I mean, it is Jelly Roll. This is 50% Jelly Roll's fault is what I'm saying, Mike.
Okay.
But it really gets under my skin a little bit. And I've kind of alluded to this earlier for a few different reasons. Number one is the King of the Hill Trailer Park Boy animation that it has. You know, you can make a person do and be anything they want to be in a cartoon music video, right? You can be anything you want to be. You can do things that are impossible in cartoons, right? And I'll bring up a couple video cues when it comes up to make my point, but that's the first reason. The second reason is I don't like how sing-songy, and I hate how fucking catchy this song is, Mike. It's an earworm. That's another thing that I don't like about it. I don't like the song by any stretch of the imagination, but I hate how catchy that it is. You know what I mean? I've coined this new genre of music called bro dude and buddy country. Does that make sense to you? Two buddies, buddies, friends, pals, two buddies. Opposites attract kind of thing, duetting about how their lives differ from
like
one
Paula
another.
Like Paula Abdul and the Cat.
Right, right. Yeah. Look how cool we are, you know. Our lives are different, but somehow they intertwined and we became friends and all this kind of shit.
Oh, I'm going to hate this.
It makes me sick, Mike.
Yeah.
The last reason, and we just talked about this motherfucker, but I don't like Jelly Roll.
Yeah.
I don't like him because he's all over everything. We just went through this. He's on everything. He's everywhere. He's all over the internet. And for whatever reason, he won 3 fucking CMT awards. He's got a goddamn Grammy. He's got a Nickelodeon Slimer Award. Like, he's everywhere. You know what I mean? Like, he's winning awards for shit you don't need awards for.
Country music gets so excited when they steal one.
Oh, my God.
Like, when they got Jewel, they were so psyched.
And now I hear they're getting ready to get fucking Post Malone. They've already sucked Beyonce in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. We're getting ready to... We are patiently waiting for the new Beyonce country music album to come out over here at Shitty Song of the Week because I'm dying to go through it, Mike. But that's a show for a later date. But the song, Mike... You can blame Luke Bryan for this. You know who Luke Bryan is, right? The guy that looks like real-life Butthead from Beavis and Butthead? You know Luke Bryan, right?
He's the guy that's like into shaking his butt and singing songs about shaking his butt, right?
Yeah. Yeah, he's
one
of
the butt-shaking man.
Yeah, he's one of the judges on American Idol now. Like, he's...
Yeah.
Yeah. So, apparently, this fella Ernest and Luke Bryan are playing golf one day. And they were talking about Jelly Roll, and Ernest said that they go way back, you know, he tells him the story, you know, and, Ernest goes off to college. He gets his shit together and he goes off to college, right? So then he drops out after a year and he comes back home to Nashville, Tennessee, and he hits up Jelly Roll, his good pal that he used to buy weed from. But he couldn't because Jelly Roll, guess where Jelly Roll was at, Mike? He was in jail.
Oh.
Well, Luke Bryan says, you know what, Ernest? You should write a fucking song about that. That sounds like the perfect country and western song. All this time, though,
okay,
Mike.
Okay, so. Yeah.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
When did Jelly Roll start rapping in jail, or was he rapping before jail?
He was rapping before jail. He just sold drugs on the side, right. He was.
Is that what he went to jail for? Is selling drugs?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
So you'll hear it in the song, but Jelly Roll got sentenced to 7 years, but he only did 4 of them on good behavior and blah, 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 blah. And he got back up with Ernest and they was friends and whatever. But all in the interim, Ernest wrote a song about it and he animated it and it pisses me off.
Has Ernest been an artist for a while? Is Ernest a...
Well, yeah, I was going to cut my story short, but all this time, Ernest was writing music, right?
Oh, okay.
He would write his own little thing. He would write raps. Like, Ernest has rap music. I'm going to dig into that because great. I just found out about this the other day. But I'm going to find out about it and probably dig into it a little bit. But when he got kind of good at writing songs, he wrote music for Morgan Wallen. Who else? Florida Georgia Line. The list goes on and on. But he put out his own album in 2019, and the rest is history. I think this is his 4th album that he calls Nashville, Tennessee, that's getting ready to come out on April 12th. So he's got a few records under his belt. This isn't his first one or whatever, but this stupid I went to college, I went to jail song is on this upcoming album.
You know, as far as Googleability goes, I think the other Ernest, the Ernest that we like, he did both of those things too. So you're not going to beat original Ernest, I don't think.
So it's funny you say that. It's funny you say that, Mike, because when I Googled Ernest P. Worrell was the first one.
College?
Yeah, Ernest P. Worrell was the first one that came up, right? I had to type in Ernest country singer to get the right Ernest. So you have to specifically type in keywords to find the right Ernest because Ernest P. Worrell is the OG Ernest.
And to clarify, I'm glad that happens.
Yes.
That's the way it should be.
Absolutely, yeah. 100%. So, enough about Ernest, enough about Jelly Roll. Here is, I went to college and I went to jail.
I went to college and I went to jail. One was a dorm room, one was a cell. Who came out on top? Hell, it's hard to tell. I went to college and I went to jail.
Pretty on the nose there, Red.
What are your thoughts, Mike?
Like, if I told ChatGPT, like, write me a song called I Went to College, I Went to Jail.
Yeah.
That's what it would write.
I mean, aside from the 6th grade fucking sing-songy ass cadence to the song, the music video only gets worse as we go on here. It's only going to get worse, Mike. I mean, the animation's not going to get worse, but the storyline is fucking stupid. It's retarded.
If I were in charge, both of these people would go to jail for this song.
Right. But they immediately start. That's the hook of the song, what you just heard, the first 25 seconds. You know, the whole Boris don't get with the chorus bullshit, or don't Boris get to the chorus. This is exactly what you get. But it's just another bullshit pandering, if you want to call it that, bro dude buddy country. I mean, it's bro country and pop country, and putting hip hoppy music in country is enough. You know, buddy country and fucking, I don't know what their sexual orientation but
we have enough songs. We don't need to make more. Stop making them. Don't, we have plenty.
I partially agree with that. I don't know if I 100% agree with that, but I could partially agree with it. But that's 25 seconds. Now you get to hear the story about how Ernest and Jelly Roll met. Here we go.
We both grew up in the 615. Both sides of the train tracks had 2 different lives. Both sons of sinners, needing set free. We met at a party over big bags of weed. I went to college, I went to jail.
Small bites, Mike. Small bites. I can't take this song in big chunks like I did yours. Like
That second bite was pretty similar to the first one. I mean, like, we got a little bitty snippet of the story, and then we just did the I went to college, I went to jail part again.
Yeah, it seems like they're trying to push the chorus more than they are the verses, like, to make it a sing-song, sing with you when they play it live, you know? I feel like that's where they're trying to go with it, because if the storyline feels like it's in the background, and they're trying to push that chorus, I feel like. But I can't express enough how bad. I hate this song. Like, it's stupid. It's pointless. Yeah. It's just three chord country music, and it's everybody. I don't even know how fucking popular this thing is. 250,000 views in 9 days. So it's well on its way, Mike. Well on its way. And the first Jelly Roll concert or Ernest show somewhere, they're probably going to sing it and everybody's going to know it. And they're going to fucking kumbaya to fucking hell and back.
So this is brand new.
Yes, it is brand new. Absolutely 100%.
We're breaking new music this week, Rick.
Yes. I don't like the trading lyrics back and forth. Like, you say a line and I'll say a line.
Well, and it doesn't help that their voices aren't different enough.
No, they don't match. They don't need to duet. I think that's what they call it.
See, when Paula Abdul and the Cat, when they did their song together, you could tell when the Cat was rapping and Paula Abdul was singing, because their voices are very, very different.
Yeah. I don't think it's so much that they're so similar you can't tell that it is. I really don't think that's the case. One's twangy and one's trying to be twangy. Yeah, I know. I think Jelly Roll is actually from Tennessee, so I'm not taking away his southernness. All I'm saying is Jelly Roll's from the street. He's got a little bit of gangster in him.
He went to jail.
Right. Yeah. They just don't match, I don't think. Oh, and by the way, that's animated Luke Bryan in the shot right there with the
tie. Is it?
Yeah,
they put too short.
Yeah, they put Luke Bryan in a few scenarios in the music video here. He's a teacher and a couple other things, but yeah. So here's the verse and chorus again.
Well, I was supposed to go 4 years and quit after one. I was sentenced to 7, but after 4 I was done. Well, I burned all my books, I stayed up and read. I could have been a doctor, I should have been dead. And I went to college, I went to jail. One was a dorm room, one was a cell. Who came out on top? Hell, it's hard to tell.
So I feel like the
so he's bragging he's bragging about his 1 year of college that he did.
Yeah, he could have been a doctor, but instead he went.
That's the basis of the song. Is hey, I went to 1 year of college and then dropped out.
You know, the next thing in what little bit of notes I took for this, it says I feel like the life comparison between these two is getting cheesier by the minute. You made the point before I even said it. 1 year and then he drops out. What gets me is the I'm middle class and I'm poor, but look how our paths crossed, and you know, over weed and white privilege or whatever the fuck. ain't that weird, guys? You know, it's fucking stupid, man. Like it just doesn't match at all.
Is there gonna be like a life lesson or something, Red? Or are we getting to a life lesson?
No. Well, yeah, no. Maybe. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to say yeah 100%, but...
Like, is McGruff the crime dog going to come out?
No. No McGruff. No. Sorry, Mike. No okay. McGruff. But you get a bridge, but it's just another verse, really. You know, it's not the tempo doesn't change any of that. But according to genius.com, this next section is the bridge and the chorus.
Okay. Okay.
So anyway, here we go.
Could have figured, and who could have known, we'd both wind up working down on Music Row. With 10 years hard labor, we've both paid our dues. I'm singing that country, I'm singing them blues.
For the record, I've never heard Jelly Roll sing the blues. He raps and he sings country music. They both sing country music. I think they just wrote that line to make the song work. Jelly Roll don't sing the blues.
Yeah, no, because it rhymes with paying their dues.
Right. Yeah, it's just a make the song work lyric. It's not really truthful. Not that any of this fucking matters. I'm just saying, you know, I just thought that "and I sing the blues" was a weird lyric because he obviously doesn't sing the blues. Anyway, here we go.
And I went to college, I went to jail. One was a dorm room, one was a cell. Who came out on top? Hell, it's hard to tell. I went to college and I went to jail. I went to college and I went
448 2nd Avenue North, the Criminal Justice Center. To jail.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't like it at all, Mike. I know that there's not really a whole lot to say about it because it's just one-sided. You know what I mean? I say it's one-sided. I mean, there's really not a lot to say about it. You've heard everything there is to hear, right?
Yeah.
At a whopping 2 minutes and 45 seconds, the song is over. You've heard the entire song. And it's dumb. The video is cheesy. The hook is catchy as shit. And it annoys me that it's so catchy. But that's it. The song is over.
Yeah.
Which sounds like it is anyway, right?
Wait, it's not over?
You heard it. I went to jail, and that last little guitar strum. Song's done.
Yeah, right? No, that's the end, Red.
No, there's still a whole minute left.
Why?
Because they felt it necessary to put a 1 minute instrumental outro into this thing.
No lyrics.
Just yeah. Just instrumental outro music for no damn reason. The song is over. It's fucking done. Stop dragging it out. But they did it anyway.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, real quick, Mike. I know I'm trying not to drag it out here, but
does Jelly Roll play the violin?
Yeah, that's what. Remember when I told you before that you can do anything you want to do and be whoever you want to be in a cartoon music video? Jelly Roll's playing the fucking violin.
By the way, the musical intro. That's the best part of this so far. Is like them just jamming out on the guitar. Just do that. Don't sing these dumb, pandering lyrics.
Jelly Roll, the real guy, the flesh and blood fat guy, cannot play the fucking fiddle or the violin or whatever the fuck. I just find it hilarious that this fucking final violin solo at the end of the song, they decide to give it to Jelly Roll, of all fucking people.
Well, let him play a song out. The artist that they paid to make these characters, they didn't pay him to make a character that plays the violin. So it was either going to be him or Luke Bryan.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, it is kind of comical to see cartoon Jelly Roll playing a fiddle, but it also would have been funny to me because so far Luke Bryan's been a school teacher. He's been a judge.
Yeah.
He's been a chauffeur for a limousine. You know, he's been a few things in this episode. It would have been funny to see this motherfucker with the violin just for that one last character that he plays in the music video. But, you know, I mean, I can see the comedy and Jelly Roll playing the fiddle, but it was just, I thought it was funny, you know, to make, you can be whoever you want to be in a fucking cartoon video, you know? So, there we go. That's, man, we still got 30 seconds left.
Jesus. Is it really over this time?
It's really over this time. Yeah.
Oh, thank God.
Not pulling your leg. It's over.
Yeah, no, so as far as like selling me on Jelly Roll, that didn't help. I still don't like Jelly Roll.
Right. Yeah. I don't think there's a song out that could win me over to the Jelly Roll side. I mean, there's a few of his rap songs that I've listened to before he was a country star that I kind of liked. You know, I didn't hear them all the time, but there was a few of them that were pretty decent. But, you know, everybody lurching their way into country music, and it's just any and everybody. They're letting any and everybody in now. They're not vetting anybody anymore. Anybody can be a country music artist now.
Yeah, Red, that was way gayer than the first song.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. My takeaway on this is I'm uncomfortable and pissed off right now. having listened to your song and sat over in the corner sad jerking, listening to Gabe Sex on a fucking song, and then listening to the stupid ass Ernest and Jelly Roll song and pissing me off. So, we're at opposite ends of the spectrum this week, I think, Mike.
Yeah, yeah. Guess we'll just have to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, I don't know how many Ernest and Jelly Roll fans listen to the show. I'm not really sure. Actually, I'm not really sure how many Dixon Dallas fans we have, but...
Well, guys, listen to that Bouncing on Your Booty Cheeks song before you make your final decision on Dixon Dallas. I don't want that to be the representation that you take to your grave.
That's probably the best way to listen to these this week.
Yeah.
Especially yours anyway. Go listen to the Booty Cheek song and get all happy and funny and, you know, send it to your friends one more time when you hear it. But then you go and listen to the song that you brought and see where he's at now.
Yeah, yeah.
And see what he's actually putting out, because TikTok made the Booty Cheek song popular. You know. I don't think this song is going to get that viral on TikTok if it has already. No. I'm not really sure where to go with this. I mean, it doesn't matter what either of us think, really, but I like to give my prediction, I guess you could call it, every week. Most of the time, they end up in a rat race, and it's neck and neck all week. For a couple of days, it'll be a tie, then one will pull ahead, then it'll be a tie again, the other one will pull ahead. The fucking matchups have been pretty tight this year so far. They've been back and forth. This week, I feel like, it's a 50-50 shot here. This might end up in a tie.
Yeah.
I feel like I pled my case and I brought enough evidence to sway everybody my way, but yours stands by itself, right?
They're like different kinds of things.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, if you think that Dixon Dallas in the slow power bottom fuck jam that was Something to Feel was worse, vote for that one. And if you think the fucking bro dude buddy comedy that was I Went to College and I Went to Jail by Ernest and Jelly Roll, vote for that one if you think it was shittier. Yeah, I don't know where to go with that one, Mike. I'm glad I don't have to listen to these anymore. I have to listen to at least one of them, though. We have to listen to at least one, possibly two, depending on... Yeah, unless they tie, then we'll definitely have to listen to both of them.
Yeah, guys, make them tie so Red has to listen to them again. That's the funniest outcome. That's what I'm going with.
Come on now. I can't be the only one that feels a slight bit uncomfortable when they listen to that song. I can't be the only one. You know what I mean? Like, there's no way that I'm the only... Cause I'm saying it in a joking manner here, Mike, but that song is kind of weird. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not...
If you pull up to a stoplight... listening to that, Red, you're turning it down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's yeah. That's the kind of song, if you do enjoy it as a heterosexual male, then you listen to it with the windows rolled up in your car, not rolled down.
Yeah. And you don't tell anyone.
No, you don't tell a soul. I mean, I've told everyone that listens to this show over the world and like so many countries that it makes me feel like a cuck in the corner of a room. So, yeah, man, I don't know. Like the Jelly Roll song, the Ernest song. It was made in jest over a fucking golf game, so it can't be taken too fucking seriously. You know what I mean? I think this Dixon Dallas guy is actually trying to make an honest run at a music career, or he's trying to, maybe. I don't know. These two guys that I brought are already popular and famous, so they're just doing it as a side quest or something, maybe. I don't know. It's a serious attempt at a song, but I can't take it serious because it's so damn stupid. Anyway, you got anything you want to plug before we wrap it up here, Mike?
I do, Red. April 20th, or no, I think it's April 2nd, the Philadelphia Phillies are having a buy one, get one free hot dog promotion. And if you're in the Philadelphia area, please go to that game and throw the hot dogs. It's important to me. That's what I'm promoting. If you live anywhere near Philadelphia, get to that game and throw the hot dogs.
So are we throwing both of the hot dogs? I thought we were throwing one and eating one.
Well, you can eat one or you could throw both, but you can't eat two.
No.
So yeah, we'll stick with throw one, eat one. Cause you know, I mean, you go to the game, you want to eat a hot dog.
Right.
But you got to throw it. Throw the dog.
You know, I'm over here, like, fingers crossed that whole entire thing takes off for you, Mike. I would love to see WFOD signs at the next Philly game and the hashtag throw one, eat one. I would die if it actually did something. If it was one fucking guy standing in the fucking stands with a sign that said, you know, WFOD, throw one, eat one.
It's important to me, Red. It's a topic I feel very passionate about. They had the Dollar Dog Night at Philadelphia Phillies games for 27 years. And they said, hey, we're not doing it this year because you guys threw too many last year because they were too cheap. And that's fucking bullshit.
Right.
We're pushing that, Red. That's what we're going to do up until those games go by. We just need people to throw hot dogs. That's all we want.
Yeah. Go listen to WFOD, guys. Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks on the internet, everywhere you get podcasts and stuff. Mike's a funny guy. Travis is a funny dude. You know, since the Dollar Dog Night episode came out with Mr. Pepper there,
yeah,
I have been walking around... Honest engine here, Mike. I've been walking around my fucking house singing this goddamn song.
He says he's working on like a polished final version. That was just him off the dome. But
right.
You know, Pepper says he's going to do a lot of things that he doesn't do.
Well, if he sticks to anything, I really hope that he writes a polished, clean version of that because I need it. My mental needs it. You know what I mean? Like I need it on Spotify. God damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So guys, I guess that's about as good a place as any to wrap it up, Mike. May the best man win. Mish won last week. He redeemed himself for the blue pants debacle. So
is it really a debacle though? I'd say, you know,
me and Mish had this conversation on the episode a couple weeks ago. The blue pants, let's call it a debacle for sake of conversation right now. The blue pants debacle set a precedence, like it set a bar and made a standard for what's allowed on Shitty Song of the Week now, Mike.
Right.
Like it literally has to be at least 2 minutes long. I think Blue Pants was a minute 37 or some crazy shit. It has to have song structure and it has to have lyrics and, you know, all this kind of shit. And it all stems from the Blue Pants episode. So, yes, I am calling it a debacle because there are people to this day, including yourself, I think, that believe that Blue Pants should have went on and made it to Shitty Song of the Year.
Yeah, no, I think I'm on board with that. Yeah.
Yeah. Because, so I'm going to call it a debacle.
And I do love that about the show is finding ways to exploit it, Red.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I loved Blue Pants, because I feel like Mish, he threw you a curveball, and mm-hmm. that's what I love.
Yeah, we had a 30-minute conversation about this before, on the show, but before we played our songs for one another, we had a 30-minute discussion about the Blue Pants thing. And he had no idea. You know, tell me you don't listen to Shitty Song of the Week without telling me you don't listen to Shitty Song of the Week. But he had no idea that it was a thing, right? Yeah. So I had to explain it all to
TV
him.
TV show theme songs, guys. Bring the dumbest shit possible. It's fun to see Red get mad.
Yeah, what's happened now is because, again, of Blue Pants, things like that get brought to our after show. You know, we call them the hidden tracks, and we highlight that kind of stuff on the hidden tracks now instead of bringing them on the show. So if you shoot me a fucking shitty sitcom theme show song or something, we're probably going to wind up going through it on the hidden track now because of Blue Pants. But, you know, it's all fun, man. Like, it just like the Rura and the crying Korean thing that Brandon brought back in, you know, last year or whenever it was. That was a thing for me. Like, it seemed like everything he brought after that had a crying Korean in it. Like, he got stuck on it, and it just, fuck it. Come on, man. That's not music. That's just a dude crying over music. That's it.
He's like, Red, this is what I love now. I love it when Koreans cry.
Yeah. Yeah. Prince should write a song about it. I don't know. Like, I like that there is a standard now for what can be brought to Shitty Song of the Week because of a specific song that was brought, you know? It's just a whole thing, man. But yeah, that's it, Mike. That's all I got for the show, buddy. I think we're going to go over to the hidden track side of the episode and hang out for a little bit, but that's all I got for the main show, buddy.
Thanks, Rad.
I really appreciate you coming and hanging out with me, man. It's always a pleasure hanging out with you, Mike. I enjoy it. We don't do it nearly enough, buddy. But until next time, I'm Red.
I'm Mike. Hi, I'm Mike.
And that's all we got, y'all. Later.
Somebody suck that baby's dick.
And you're making me hard right now.
Bye.
I'm trying not to think of myself as a piece of shit.
Yeah, I don't have another drop. That's all I got, Mike. Damn it.
Oh, do I still have... Oh.
Would you say that to Tom Petty?
I still have it.
Yes.
Head over to shittysong.show, where you can access past Shitty Song of the Year winners, where you can vote and see weekly poll results. If you'd like to support the show, sign up at patreon.com/SSOTW for the $5 shitbox tier. Every Sunday, you will gain early voting access and the video version of the show. Also, you'll get hidden tracks, shit blankets, and so much more.
Hey.
Reach out to us on Twitter, @RedSSOTW.
Okay, that's a good note.
And join the Discord server to submit song suggestions, chat about the show, and hang out with us, guests, and other listeners.
Throw one, keep one. Chuck them fucking dogs, make the Atlanta Braves scared. Throw one, keep one again. And you fill it full of relish, and you fill it full of relish, and you chuck it on the field. We're all having fun, and we're all drinking beer. You gotta make it to the infield or you're a fucking bitch. Let's throw these fucking dogs until the last fucking pitch. Throw one, keep one again. It's motherfucking Darling Dog Night at the motherfucking bank. Throw one, keep one. It's an American tradition.